If you have your Bible, turn to the book of Joel. Book of Joel. Amen. Praise God. Joel chapter number 3. We'll just start at verse number 9. He says, "Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat their plowshares into swords and their pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves round about thither. Cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be awakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, where there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get ye down, for the press is full and the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake. But the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of his children, of the children of Israel." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will bear help on this thought, getting ready. Amen. Getting ready. You say, well, what are we getting ready for? We're getting ready. We're getting ready for something bigger than we've ever seen in our lives. Amen. And we look at the book of Joel. Joel's a writing here. And if you'll study back, you'll look at Joel is one of the oldest prophets of writing. Amen. He was writing from back in 800 B.C. And he was writing in probably in a time where he probably grew up right about the time that Elijah was getting ready to leave the scene. He was, may have even been a small boy at the time because of the age, the time of the writings. But he would have been definitely a person that was there in the time of Elisha and his writing. And Joel was writing to us, I praise God. He was writing one of the oldest of the prophets. He was writing to us the precious things of God. Amen. And he was laying it out in such a way, in such a simplicity, but so specific. It's more true and clear, Brother Bill, than the newspaper. He's writing it out to us so that we can see what's transpiring, what was going to take place, and how God was going to work in his people. I thank God today that he's still working in his people, amen. He's still using people like me and you. He's still using churches like this one to lift up his voice and give us praise and give us glory down in our souls so we can praise and glory him, amen, praise God, from our lips. And we thank God for that. And we see as we're getting ready here, we see the people of Israel. Now, in chapter 2, it says that there was a time of repentance when the Jews would come to, those that were in the land would begin to repent and begin to cry out to the Lord. Amen. And they would begin to offer the sanctifying principles unto God. And they would begin to sanctify themselves in God. Amen. They begin trying to do those things that God said we need to do. Amen. Did you catch that? Saying God said we need to do if we want to see the power of God. They were doing it, amen. They were getting in. They were sanctifying themselves to the Lord. He said they would fast, they would weep, they would mourn, they'd cry out, praise God, because of the iniquity and the sins in their life, and they would call on God to touch them. Amen. Kind of like they did over in 2 Chronicles. Remember in 2 Chronicles chapter number 7, the Bible said in verse number 12 that the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, "I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice." Now it's after Solomon had prayed and asked God to bless that temple that he had built, a place of worship. And the Lord says in verse 13, he said, "If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command a locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people." Amen. If God says, if I do this, you know, well, preacher, why would God do that? Because God is a just and a righteous God. But he's also a jealous God, and he sends it, praise God, to get our attention. He sends us, praise God, because of rebellion in people's heart. And he says in verse number 14, now watch what he says. He said, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then, and only then, will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." I want to say that I've said it many times before. The I here hinges on the if. Amen. The I hinges on the end. God said, I will forgive their, I will hear from heaven, forgive their sins and heal their land if they'll humble themselves, if they'll call upon my name, if they'll pray, if they'll seek my face, if they'll turn from their wicked ways. Amen. I think about this tonight. I wonder what it would take for America to get back where we need to be in the good graces of God. We'd have a long road to travel, wouldn't we? Amen. And we wonder sometimes, how in the world could it ever happen? How could we ever get back to where we need to be in the good grace of God? It's this very verse right here, these very verses right here that would put us back on the right path. Amen. On that right road that we preached about this morning, praise God. And the only way to do it is through the Lord Jesus Christ. And he goes on, verse 15 of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, and he says this, now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attentive unto the prayer that is made in this place. See, God says, I'm willing to hear and listen. Amen. If you're willing to pray, if you're willing to come humbly before me, if you're willing to do that you need to do, praise God. He said, I'm willing to listen. Amen. He said, you can have my full attention. He said, for now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart, mine heart, shall be there perpetually. Amen. He said, I'll continue to be here, praise God, as long as you are seeking with your heart, you're humbling yourself, you're praying, you're turning from your wicked ways, and you're crying out. He said, I'll hear you, and I praise God, I'll forgive your sins, and I'll heal your land. Praise the Lord. That's what we need today. And so we see in the book of Joel, in chapter number 2, we see how Israel's calling out with a broken heart. They're realizing where they've been, and they realize where they would need to get back to. They realize what they need to do, praise God, to get back in the good graces of God. And Joel's tells here, praise God, that God makes it possible if we'll just touch God. But we see here in the Word of God, and we see in Joel chapter number 3, we see the days that are coming upon the nation of Israel. God wants to restore them. God wants to bless them and help them. God wants to encourage them the same way He does America tonight. God wants to bless us and help us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to give us the blessings of God for the portals of glory. You believe that tonight? God wants to bless us if we just want to let Him. Amen. But it's a sad fact that we just don't want to let Him because we're like the old Pharisees and the Sadducees. We're afraid we might have to give up something to get the good graces of God and the blessings of God. Amen. I tell you, the blessings of God, the good grace of God is a whole lot better than anything like we could have and have to give up here in this world. Amen. Because it'll satisfy your soul, not just flesh, but it'll satisfy your soul now and forever. And one day we'll be in the presence of a holy God, amen, ready to praise and worship Him and give Him glory. But look what it says takes place. He said, for behold, in those days, in Joel chapter 3, verse 1, and in that time, when I shall bring again the captive Judah and Jerusalem, he said, there'll be a time of gathering in like he's never been. And said, they'll be gathering them in unto the Lord for God's glory. Guess what's taking place over in Jerusalem tonight? Amen. God's gathering up the Jews. He's gathering them from all over the world where they've been dispersed, where they've been cast out, where they've been thrown away. Amen. He said, I will also gather all nations. So he's talking about get ready for the second event of the Lord Jesus Christ, for a soon coming Savior, praise God. Amen. And he said, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down into the valley of Jehoshaphat. Amen. And I will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered among nations and parted my land. Amen. Now you think about it, what's taking place now. They're trying to say, well, the Palestinian Authority and them over there say, well, you know, all the Golan Heights, all this property belongs to us. It don't belong to Israel. But God Almighty said, that belongs to me. Amen. They can fight and bicker over all they want to, but God says that belongs to me, and I give it to my chosen people, Israel. Amen. Now, I know there's a whole lot of bleeding heart liberals today that say, well, preacher, what they ought to do is they ought to just divide that up. No, God done did that. Yeah. Amen. That may not be good English, but He did.
God done did that. He done get divided up and he gave it to the nation Israel, 12 tribes of Israel. It belongs to him and he gave it to them. Amen. I'm glad God's not an Indian giver, ain't you? Amen. I'm glad he don't give us help and safety, don't give us offer salvation and come along and snatch it away. It just blows my mind people think that that can happen. How God can offer you salvation, you reach out, you get a hold of it in faith, believing, and somehow or another God just snatch it out of your hands. I won't tell you that God don't save somebody 1 minute and send them off to hell the next. God save. Now, he may chasten your soul. Praise God, without chasing your bastard, not son, but God will chasten your soul. He'll run you through the ringer, praise God, if you get out of the will of God, out of the word of God. But praise God, I'm glad God loves you and he'll keep you, hold on to you. And it may be that he might have to knock you in the head and take you on home to glory. Praise God, he'll never forsake one of his own. Amen. Praise the Lord. But look what takes place to these people. He said they parted the land. Now we better be careful because United States is fixing to get in a mess. We've started this initiative, a land for peace initiative again, talking with the Arabs and all them others over there. And every time we do that, it gets us in a mess. Some major catastrophe, a hurricane, a wipeout. Amen. Last time, one of the times that President Bush tried to do that, there was a hurricane in Kennebunkport, Maine, like to wipe the whole place out 2 days later. We better not be messing with Israel. If we're going to do anything, just help them. Say, what do you need? Praise God. And before they tell us, have it on the way. Amen. I believe it that strongly. Praise God. But listen to what they said to be taking place. He said, they have cast lots for my people and have given a boy for a harlot and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Amen. Do you hear that? There's no sanctity of life. Hello? There's coming a time, praise God, during the tribulation, during the hardship that's coming on this world. Listen, they're already starting to talk about getting rid of our money, going to a one world currency, and now they're talking about not even letting us have money in our pockets. It's going to be something that's on the artificial intelligence, and it's going to monitor what you have and what you get. Hello? Amen. I thought about this, but I thought, goodness gracious, we're living right there. Joel, 800 years, praise God, writing one of the verses of the prophets, and he laid her down so clear and so plain to us. It says, that nose on your face. He said, this is what's going to be taking place. They won't be able to get the old almighty dollar and do this or do that, but they'll be a swapping little children. Amen. Using God's people for currency. Sold into slavery, captives of the time. That's why God would say that when you see these things begin to come to pass, he said, if you're up on the rooftop, don't go back down to get nothing. He said, just head for the hills. Amen. So woe with that one, praise God, with child during that time. Going awful time. So this is what's going to take place. He said, yea, and what have you to do with me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the coast of Palestine, will you render me recompense? God says, what are you going to repay me with? What do you have that you can offer me? He said, will you render me recompense? And if you recompense me swiftly and speedily, will I return your recompense upon your own head? He said, you want to recompense me? He said, I'll repay you upon your own head. Whatever you think to do to me and mine, praise God, I'm going to do to you. Amen, praise God. And I believe God's got a whole lot more power. He's because you have taken my silver and my gold and carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things. He said, you spoiled God's temple. He said, you spoiled God's people. So I can't put up with that. And the children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem, have you sold unto the Grecians that ye might remove them far from their border? Amen. They were scattered abroad in the Babylon captivity. God said, I'm going to bring them back. He said, but then the time of the Antichrist, praise God, he's going to take them and he's going to sell them into bondage again. All those he lays hands on. Amen. The devils and the demon of hell are searching after our children today. They want to get not only the Jews, but they want to get mine and yours, our children, our grandchildren, and snatch them off and take them into the portals of hell. Amen. Amen. They want to use them and abuse them. Amen. But God says, I'm not going to put up with that. He said, behold, I will raise them up out of the place where you have sold them and will return your recompense upon your own head. Talking about the restoration of Israel. Reprisal on the enemy. He, I will sell your sons and your daughters in the hand of the children of Judah. And they shall sell them to the Sabians and to a people far off. And the Lord has spoken it. Amen. So we see a court of appeal. And God said judgment is going to come, praise God, to those that will nullify and put down and beat down my people. He said they're my people called by my name. Praise the Lord. And he said, I'm going to take care of them. He says, they offer up a recompense. I'm going to recompense back. And it'll be upon their own heads. The days of judgment, they are coming. Amen. So we see the court and we see the harvest. Because today's coming a day of harvest when the reapers will reap. Amen. So he said, proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Now notice the people he specifies here, the Gentiles. Till the day of the Gentiles be fulfilled. That's the end of this present age that we live in, end of the church age of where we are. And one day it's coming to an end. And he says to prepare war and wake up the mighty men. Let the men of war draw near and let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. He said, encourage yourselves. Amen. Come up to the battle. Come up to the fight. See if you can stand. Assemble yourselves and come, all you heathen, and gather yourselves round about. Thither calls thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. In other words, he says, the call is given. The call will be given out. The call will go out. He's going to say, gather them together. You that are against God, you are against God's army, you're against God's people. He said, bring it on. He said, we're ready. He said, I've had enough of this. So just come on, bring it on, and we'll deal with it. We'll gather and we'll deal with this once and for all. People don't think God will, but God can, God has, and he will again. Amen. God will put down the rebellion against him. God will put down those that are hurting his people. There's coming a day of reckoning. And he said, we just need to be getting ready. Praise the Lord. That day's coming. The nations will be in conflict. They'll be called together. They'll be drawn out. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, let the heathen be awakened and come down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For thou wilt sit to judge all the heathen round about. I mean, that tells me God's going to be in the midst. Amen. He said, put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. And come, get you down, for the press is full and the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. He says it's time to make a decision. We have to decide whose side we're on. I don't want to be caught not ready, praise God. I want to get getting ready because I want to be on the Lord's side. I want to always stay on the Lord's side. I want to be on the good side of my God and my Savior, looking for the good things of the Lord. Because we come down to the time of Armageddon when the battle is going to be put in array. Amen. Revelation chapter 14. Charles ain't there yet, but we'll look right quickly at Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14 and verse 14. See if this sounds familiar. Now remember, Joel is prophesying this 836, somewhere around there, BC. And he said, I looked, Revelation 14:14, He said, I looked and behold a white cloud, and upon the cloud one sat like unto the Son of Man. Wonder who that could be. Amen. Jesus. Having on his head a golden crown, his hand a sharp sickle. And another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap. For the harvest of the earth is ripe. Where's the harvest taking place? On the earth. Amen. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. And another angel came out of the temple which is in heaven, and he also having a sharp sickle. And another angel came out from the altar which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, thrust in thy sharp sickle and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are full ripe. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth and gathered the vine and of the earth and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and the blood came out of the winepress even unto the horse bridles by the space of 1,600 furlings. I don't know about you, but if you can do any kind of math, that comes up to 96.5 square miles. Praise God. The blood will be running and flowing in the valley of Armageddon. Praise God. In the valley of decision. God says, I'm going to take care of business there in the valley with a strong arm. Amen. Praise the Lord. They'll call them nations from the north. They'll come down. Russia and Gog and Magog, China, Iran, these others will come down, pray God, thinking they're going to do business. And God Almighty will meet them on the way. In the valley of decision. We need to be telling our people, you need to make a decision. You don't have to wait till you get the valley of decision, where you're standing in the presence of a holy and righteous God, amen. Because he said the harvest has come. Amen. Look at Isaiah chapter 63. If I can find that right quick. Let me just... Isaiah 63 in verse number 1. Who is this that cometh from Edom with dyed garments from Bozrah? This that is glorious in his apparel, traveling in the greatness of his strength. He that speaketh in righteousness, mighty to save. I know who that is. Don't you? See, wherefore art thou red in thine apparel, and thy garments like that, like him that treadeth in the wine fat? Amen. Somebody ask him a question here. Who art thou? Why are you all dressed like that? Like you've been a trodden in the wine press? He said, I have trodden the wine press alone. And of the people there was none with me. For I will tread them in mine anger and trample them in my fury, and their blood shall be sprinkled upon my garments, and I will stain all my raiment. For the day of vengeance is in mine heart, and the year of my redeemed is come. Amen. He said, it's time for redemption. Ain't you glad you serve a redeeming God? Praise the Lord. He said, without the shedding of blood, there is no redemption. Amen. He said, and I looked, and there was none to help, and I wondered if there was none to uphold. Therefore, mine own arm brought salvation unto me, and my fury, it upheld me. Watch verse 6. He said, I will tread down the people in mine anger and make them drunk in my fury, and I will bring down their strength to the earth. Amen. The Lord said, He's coming down for the harvest, praise God. And He's coming down, praise God, like a storm. Amen. Look what He says in verse 14. He said, multitudes, Joel chapter 3, in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision, and the sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion and utter His voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake. Amen. He said, God's a coming on the scene. Praise God, Brother Chris, he's coming down like a storm, like a mighty storm, like a hurricane upon the earth, like a hurricane upon the world, like a hurricane upon the sinful and the wickedness of this world. Praise God, once and for all, he's going to put an end to it. Amen. God's going to do that. He's coming like a storm. Praise God. And he's going to come. You say, well, preacher, who's it going to affect? He's going to affect all the world that rejects Christ. All the God rejecting, Christ rejecting people of this world. All the God rejecting things of this world. God's going to come upon like a whirlwind, like a mighty storm. Praise God. Once and for all, and pour out his wrath like this world has never seen. Amen. All the wars and the world wars that we fought, praise God, we've never seen a battlefield like we're going to see in the battle of Armageddon when God Almighty says, I've had enough. Amen. And he pours it out. Amen. Praise God. You know, and I thought about it the other day, but they may be setting this thing up just exactly the way God designed it to be. Because they're saying, we've got to get away from fossil fuels. I always wondered how come they're going to be in the Battle of Armageddon, in the Valley of Jehoshaphat, the Valley of Decision, they're going to have all these horses. All these horses. And I figured it out. Our government's setting it up. They're going to have everything running on batteries. Batteries. Oh no, I've been over to Israel. There's no place to hook them up. There's no place to charge them. Amen. They said that there's a thing. Teresa watches all the time. There's some people that's breeding battle-ready horses. Amen. I'm talking about right now. They breed battle-ready horses. Amen. They're breeding horses for battle. I mean, the kind of horse that bred to go into battle and fight off of. By the fact, they don't even realize why they're doing it. They're just doing it. Amen. Could it be God's getting ready? Amen. Yeah, preacher, ain't going to happen like that. We're going to fight with Apache helicopters and all that. Well, I don't know what God said. Joel said, praise God, 800 B.C., that the blood would run to the horse's bridles. Amen. You say, well, that was just a figure of speech. Amen. Praise God. Everything else he said has come to pass. Everything else the Word of God has said has come to pass as God said it. Amen. Praise God. I'm still old school. I still believe one day, praise God, we're going to go to be before Jesus Christ in heaven. And one day he's going to say, let's go. And we're going to hop on horses and we'll ride back with him. Amen. White horses. Amen. Praise God. He said we would. And I believe it. Amen. Praise the Lord. People say, well, I'm scared of horses. And my neighbors is terrified. That horse we got, she won't go in the pasture. And that horse, she might nibble you to death trying to get you to pay her attention. Amen. But them you won't be afraid of. I don't believe you could fall off of them if you wanted to. Amen. Praise God. Because this is God's doing. And what God does, praise, he does it right. And we see how God says, he said, there's going to be a storm that's going to hit, a storm that the world has never seen before. But in the storm, God always offers perseverance. God always offers safety out of the storm. Look at Psalms 46. Psalms 46, the Bible says this. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, will not we fear, though the earth be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters thereof roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof. Selah. Sounds kind of like happening over here in Joel, don't it? There is a river and streams thereof. Shall make glad in the city of David, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Now listen to this. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. The Bible tells us that the, if it wasn't for the shortening of days, that no one would survive the terrible tribulation. But God said for the elect that those days would be short. He's not talking about the days themselves. The days have to be 1260 days. That's what God said. But the intensity of those days for His chosen people, they're going to be taken out of that intensity. And it's going to be intense. Amen. So God is in the midst of her, and she shall not be moved. God shall help her in that right early. The heathen raged, and the kingdoms were moved. He uttered His voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Come, behold the works of the Lord. What desolation she has made in the earth. He maketh wars to cease unto the end of the earth, and He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in asunder and burneth the chariot in the fires. But still, and now that I be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. He said, what do you think about that? Amen. God is there. And then in Psalm 91, he says this, and he that dwelleth in the secret place, the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God. And in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. And he goes on through there laying it out for us, what God is able to do. How God is able to protect us and keep us for His glory. The protection of God. A strong storm, but protection in the storm. I'm going to say, young, listen, I believe we're the church is entering into a strong storm. We're going into a storm. There's talk that they want to do away and make null and void the churches. Man, they want to make us quit doing what we're doing because we have too much influence on the world. See, they don't want any influence to be on this world. They want to have total control and influence. Amen. That's the way it's set up. That's what Joel said it would be in his book. Amen. He was writing to us. But God said that the Almighty was going to move on scene, that the Almighty was going to take place, and the Almighty was going to take control, and the Almighty was going to take charge. And the Almighty was going to begin to offer up the blessings from God. Amen. We see this thing that plays out. And if you go back to Joel chapter 1, it starts out and there's a famine and there's a drought. Kind of like we have today. There's a famine and there's drought, but it's for the spiritual things of God. Amen. And we need it like we've never needed it before. But Joel says, he said, listen, said, well, God's going to take care of it. He's going to pray this thing from to the end. He said, and we'll see the fulfillment in kingdom blessings. He said, so in Joel 3, chapter 3, verse 17, he said, so shall you know that I am the Lord, your God dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her anymore. Amen. God said, I'm going to fix it up, praise God. If you don't know me, you won't be here. Amen. That's the way it is. If we don't know God, amen, you won't be there. It's just as plain as God could put it. He said, shall come to pass in that day that the mount shall drop new wine, and the hill shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Jordan shall flow with waters, and the fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. God says, listen, this thing started out with a drought and a famine, started out with hardship, but God said, I'm going to take the land, and when I'm finished, it's going to be a land overflowing with milk and honey. Amen. The waters of the temporary God, the living waters will flow forth. And God will revive all that is dead. It'd be an oasis, if you would, in the wilderness. And God says, praise God, He said, we need to be getting ready to be part of that. Part of the goodness of God that He's got to offer us even now. I'm glad I don't have to wait till the Battle of Armageddon and the Valley of Decision. I'm glad we can make a decision now to just go with God. Put our faith and trust in Him, the one who protects and keeps even the nation of Israel. That He'll protect and keep us as well. You as well. Amen. Praise God for His blessings. So we see the book opening with drought and famine. Amen. But praise God, we see the book closing with the land flowing milk and honey. We see a land as a paradise of God. Amen. A place where God said He is going to be. For the Lord dwelleth in Zion. Amen. He's going to be there. And guess what? We get to be there with Him. Praise His holy name. We get to see all of it unfold from the winning side. Amen. I'm glad tonight, church, we are on the winning side of this thing with a winning God and a winning opportunity to be a witness to a lost and a dying world that they too can be saved. Amen. Because He said multitudes in the valley of decision, thousands upon thousands upon thousands be gathered in that valley. 96.5 square miles of setting themselves in battle array against God, the God of heaven and His army. Amen. And we know who wins. Amen. With the word of His mouth, He speaks and it's done. Amen. They don't stand a chance. They don't stand a chance. Praise God. But God Almighty supersedes and overcomes. He always does. Amen. The enemies of the Lord. Praise God. So what are we saying? Get ready. We need to get. Joel says we need to be getting ready. And what he said will come to pass. This ain't happened yet. Amen. It ain't happened yet. But it's going to. He said it's going to be a restoration of Israel. There's going to be a battle, a great battle. Amen. And there's going to be a kingdom set up. Amen. Praise God. And God Almighty is going to rule over that kingdom. Amen. Forever and ever. Praise God.